topics containing the words adas or pala are mentioned. So if there is an objection to topics in which the words adas or pala are mentioned, then we should not discuss at all Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, because the whole subject matter of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Bhakti Rasa. Now, as far as this book goes, there are different divisions, sadhana bhakti, prema bhakti, bhava bhakti, and bhakti rasa. But if we look at the entire book, we can see that more than, actually about 80% of the book is dealing specifically with bhakti rasa. And about 20% of the book, or even less than that, is dealing with sadhana bhakti, is dealing with the practices which, if we follow, can qualify us to attain this bhakti rasa. So within the whole discussion of bhakti, which is contained in this book, only a small percentage is actually dealing with sadhana, and the rest is dealing with kavya, or the goal to be obtained by sadhana. And then even within sadhana, we find there are different divisions, Vaidhi sadhana and Raganuga sadhana. So, if there is an objection to discussing these topics, then we would have to eliminate more than 80% of this book. But we see that Rupa Goswami, he has already, with his fine intelligence and understanding and realization, he has already discriminated what topics are suitable for sadhakas to hear, and what topics are suitable only at a more advanced stage. And therefore, he has composed two books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwala Nilmani. So the topics which he considers to be fit only for those who are on an advanced stage, he already put in another book, Ujjwala Nilmani. And the books which are for all sadhakas to study, the topics which are for all sadhakas to study, he has put in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And in the very beginning of sadhana bhakti, the very beginning of the description of sadhana bhakti, he clearly states, Prithi sadhya, bhagat sadhya, bhava sa sadhana abhida, nitya sirasya bhavasya, prakatyam prithi sadhyata. This, he is defining sadhana bhakti here. And he says that sadhana bhakti consists of those activities which are enacted through the medium of the senses and which bring on the manifestation of bhava. This is called sadhana. And he says, nitya sirasya bhavasya, this bhava is a internally self-accomplished phenomenon. It is not something which is brought about by sadhana. It is eternally existing in the heart of the Lord's eternal associate. And the relationship between sadhana and sadhya, or between sadhana and bhava, is that by performing sadhana, the heart gradually becomes purified and fit to receive this nitya siddha bhava from the Lord's eternal associate. So this sadhana actually means that process by which that nitya siddha bhava becomes manifested in the heart of the sadhaka. So, without knowing this information, without knowing what is sadhya, what is the goal to be obtained, and how it is to be obtained, then there cannot be any sadhana. Sadhana implies that there has to be sadhya also. If we have no information of the goal, then we are not actually doing sadhana. Even in the material realm, if someone is going to university or is learning any kind of profession, there has to be some goal. If he's just going to university and someone asks, why are you going to university? I don't know, I'm not qualified to know why I'm doing this. I'm just doing it, and when I become qualified, then it will be revealed to me automatically why I'm doing it, and then I will understand. But that is, no one operates on that basis in the material world. So if we are doing some activities, if we are calling bhakti, but there is no knowledge of the goal, then it is not even karma. It is simply nishphal, simply fruitless labor. Because at least in karma, karma has some goal also. But if we have no knowledge of the goal, then it is simply nishphal, fruitless labor. So, therefore, all these topics which are described in Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, understanding what is bhava-bhakti, what is prema-bhakti, how it comes about, understanding what is bhakti-rasa, all of this information is essential to the sadhakas. It is essential for them to understand these things in order to properly perform sadhana. Because again, Guru Goswami's definition is that sadhana means that which brings on the manifestation of bhava. So we have to know what it is. This morning I was reading in the Gita, the 16th chapter, where the divine qualities were described. And in Baladeva Vibhushan Prabhu's commentary, he gave some very interesting definitions of different words which are applicable in this connection. He describes arjavam. Arjavam means simplicity. But he gives a very interesting definition of simplicity there. He says, Sradalu Srutrishu Svagyata Agopanam Geyam. This means that those who are faithful, those persons who are hearing some katha and who are faithful, then Svagyat Arthanam Agopanam Geyam. The person who is speaking and has realized knowledge, he should not hide that from those who have faith in him and who are eager to hear. So this is significant, because the qualification for discussing these subject matters is to have full faith in the hearer and also in the subject matter. And the speaker must also be qualified. So if the speaker is qualified, in other words, svagyat arat means that he has realized the meaning. So if the speaker has realized the meaning of these discussions and the hearers are faithful, then it will be fruitful. Then it is legitimate to discuss these topics. But if the speaker has no realization and the audience has no faith in the speaker or in the subject matter, then they are not qualified to hear, and then they are just the opposite of arajivam. They are not displaying simplicity, but duplicity. So duplicity is only there when the speaker is not realized and the hearers are not faithful. And one other interesting definition he gave of maradavam. Maradavam means softness or gentleness, soft-hearted. So he says there, satpatra sanga viched asahanam. This is how he defines softness of heart. He says that to give up the association of a very elevated and qualified person, one who cannot tolerate giving up such association, he is soft-hearted. So anyone who is able to give up the association of a highly elevated person, he is not soft-hearted, but rather his heart is like stone. So if we want to make progress in bhakti, we should very eagerly take the association of such a satpatra, such a qualified person, and with great faith we should hear all these topics, and then we'll be able to enter into bhakti in a real sense.
I was saying that some of the devotees have no taste in here. This would have taste. very clearly know the Prabhu. Clear. What to hear, how to hear, from whom we have to hear. If we don't know our goal and we don't know, we have no knowledge how it can be achieved, then really we are doing no sadhana. So he clearly told also in Bhakti Sami Sindhu, any devotee is qualified to read it and to hear. If from any bona fide Vaishnava, so good. And if the association is not there, then to read and select some question when a good association will be. He also told that Rupa Goswami has written two books according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as a first book and Ujjwal Nilmani second book. Both books are combined in one book. But those who are not qualified, they should only read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. From beginning to end, everything has been given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but Madhur Bhava has been not given so clearly in Sutra. Sutra, you know?
Short, condensed form.
Very condensed form. So, for higher rank of devotees, they can see Ujjwal Nilmani. And for others, they should follow. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, and all the books of our Goswami, really no Vaidhi Bhakti. No real. Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, what they are practicing and teaching, giving, they have written books, all are Vaidhi Bhakti. But Rupa Goswami and his followers, even Vaidhi Bhakti, it is a platform of for Raganga. In this way, we see also Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. For beginners, it has been told that do this Vaidhi Bhakti. But yet, they have made all these things in such a way that by following Chaitanya Charitamrita opinion, very soon anyone can have some more to enter in Raganuga. Our goal is Raganuga for sadhana, not only Vaidhi Bhakti. Any acharya for line, they are not told that you should always be in Vaidhi Bhakti. As example, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raya Ramananda, Kirup Laile Naam Prem Upajaya Sahar Sparu Lakshan Sunar Amrai. We are chanting Hari name. But in what process actually that prem will come? You should tell us. That when we will chant Hari name, Nainam Galadastu Dharaya Padanam Gadagata Uddhaya Vira Kulukar Nikitam Bapuha Kadastu Naam Dharmi Bhakti. This is Bhavakti. So, if the sadhans are not done for this Bhavakti, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakattam Ridhi Sadhyata. If I am not doing sadhan for all these purposes, how Nitya Siddha Bhav will come? Where is Nitya Siddha Bhav? We can narrate a story from Chaitanya Charita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi Kashi. Sanatana Goswami gave up everything, came to Parag. When he left Hussain Shah Bhasa, the Prime Ministry
Post,
empty-handed, he left. But he took his servant. His servant Ishan was so in service mode that he prayed him that he should do it. In a jungle, you know, they have read that history. Some jackass knew that they had some coins, golden coins. And they wanted to murder both and to take that coin. Sanatana Goswami knew the fact, was so intelligent and prime minister. Why they are searching us without any gain? There must be some reason. So he asked Ishan, have you something? He told that at how much? He told that 7 gold coins he said. He took and gave it to Nidhaka Sardar.
Leader.
He began to laugh. Oh, you are so intelligent. We are going to murder you both for these coins. But Krishna has arranged that we have not to murder, and you get it. We know that he has 8 coins. He has kept one. But no harm, now no problem. We will help you to go to your way. He helped, and they came out of that jungle. And then they crossed the jungle. Sanatana Goswami told the Ishan, have you something more? Yes, I have one more. Why you have kept this snake, this poison, dangerous poison? He told that I have kept you for your service. Take this coin and go away to your home. Return to your home. You cannot go with me. Being within society, I cannot do sadhana and bhajan. We will be murdered. So, and he came to Chaitanya. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is asking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordered. Answer. He is telling a story that there was a man, there was a boy who was very much. Poor, so poor. But actually he was not poor, but outwardly he was poor. He was begging here and there. Once a friend of his father, expert in also astrology, Paul Mac says. She came and told Popeye, you are not poor, but I'm saying that you are like everything, so very poor and beggar. He told that, I have nothing to take, nothing to eat, nothing to wear. Only a very old house, and this house is also what?
Many homes.
Dilapidated. No. I know your father from beginning. And also I know astrology. He has kept so much wealth for you. And it has been kept in anywhere in room that he used to read. So you should dig out and we'll have that wealth. He began to dig in west side of the room. So he warned, no, don't do so. Yes, he will dig out. Very big and poisonous. Next will come. And adult fighting. Then he began to dig in south. Oh, don't do so. There are jaksha. Jaksh means any kind of ghost or anything. They will do harm to you. So much harm. You can be dead also. Don't do it. Then he went to west and began to dig. He told that there are so many poisonous
insects.
They will at once come in thousands and lakhs and bite you here and there, and you will be dead. And what should I do? Come. And he went in the east of that room, told that very little you will have to dig out. So he dig out. And a jug full of golden coins were there. He began to buy. He's giving instance that really Krishna is our father. No, Krishna is our father. And the friend, Guru. Guru is friend of Krishna. Krishna is himself Guru. So in the sect of Guru, Krishna comes, descends to us. Seeing us so poor, all no happiness, nothing in this. But Krishna has kept in our swarup that thing. But love, divine love. It is not to be taken from anything, anywhere else. It is on our swarup. Guru comes and tells and teaches us where to be, how to be. Don't go towards karma, gyan, mayabadi, and all others. If you will dig towards mayabadi or bhai path, then a very poisonous serpent will come and bite you. And then you will have no sense at all. Like a stone, your body will be there. So annihilation in Brahma, zero Brahma, is like that kind. That kind. So we should not go towards Advaita Path or this mayabadi. If you go to karma, they will bind you in the chain of birth and death forever. Don't go. If you go to Patanjal and all others, then yaks will come and will catch hold, and you also be there. Having no fruit, so don't do it. Only. West is bhakti jo. Bhakti jo. We should adopt bhakti jo. Guru itself, and give him the seed of the bhakti jo. What he is giving? Seed. The thing that when we are, our Swarup was going on, in Swarup Bhakti is there. Nitya Siddhasya Prakatam Ridhi Sadhyata. Try to understand this. By instance, you can understand something. In seed, is full of water. There are some seeds.
Western cell.
You know?
What are
from seeds? In vapor, it goes up. And in a special Swati Nakshatra, it comes down and goes into that
cell.
Mm-hmm. And pulse is there. From where this pulse came? Who will tell? From where? From the reins of the Swati Nakshatra, or it was in the cell? Please loudly. You should tell. Use your intelligence. We'll have to something practice. Develop our senses also. Where is that pearl?
It was already in the shell, but it required the rain to nourish it, to bring it out.
Yes. No? If it was in rain, it is in rain, then the same water, in same season, Swati Nakshatra, if it comes in the serpent's hood, it becomes muddy. Jewel. If it goes in elephant's ear, then it becomes Gajamukta. Gajamukta, you know, a kind of also. If it goes in banana tree, then it becomes Karpur Nitanpa. So many things are going on. If it comes in the cow's hoof, it becomes Gorochana. Many, many things from that rain drops. So the potency of the Mukta is in that very self. Rain helps it to become rain. That's another example. We have so many seeds: mango, neem, tetherin, you know?
Orange.
So much sour. Himli?
Tamarind.
Bubble tree, or any 4, 5, 6 kinds of seeds can be given in same soil. And Ganga's water is given to them, because
there on the bank of the Ganges. Same air, same sun, same gardener, serving all. But from mango seed, very sweet mango fruit will come. From neem tree, very bitter. From bubble seed, long, what?
Thorn.
From different seeds, different things will come. So this water is not going to be fruits or anything. There is something, what things?